You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, summer movie season is here, and there's lots of fun-sounding movies coming out this summer, from Independence Day Resurgence to the kids' movie Finding Dory. We're going to talk to a critic and get his recommendations.
First, while Hillary Clinton is ahead in the Democratic presidential primary, her campaign has been dogged by her days as the Secretary of State when she used a private email server and email address during her tenure.
And a new report released this week has found that Clinton broke government rules by using a private server.
Joining us now to talk about the ongoing Clinton email story is Josh Gerstein, senior reporter for Politico. He's been covering this issue for a good long while. Josh, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, good to be back with you. It seems like I've been covering it for a long, long time.
Well, Josh, this new report comes. This is something that people on both sides of the political fence have been watching closely. What was at stake in this new report? Who was doing this investigation? What did we find out?
Well, this was the State Department's Office of Inspector General. People that weren't following this closely may have not been aware that this investigation was even pending out there. Folks have probably heard that the FBI is investigating Hillary Clinton's email setup. That seems to be on the issue of classified information. This really had to do with the State Department's policies of how it makes and keeps its official records. To some extent, it has to do with whether those records are available for people who file Freedom of Information requests. But it's really broader than that, which is whether the State Department has a full and complete record of the way it does its business. And the report essentially found that Hillary Clinton's email setup violated established policy at the State Department. She has said repeatedly that her use of this email server was permitted or allowed under State Department rules. And this report basically disagreed, said that, you know, there were situations where you were allowed to use your personal email, but the rules made clear since at least 2005 that you could not routinely conduct your day-to-day business on a, you know, private or informal or commercial even email system. You had to use one of the approved State Department systems.
Yeah, big picture, Josh, this isn't, I guess, devastating for Hillary Clinton, but it's not good. It doesn't look good what they found.
No, there was no, like, huge smoking gun. There was no direct evidence that she or her top staffers, you know, told people not to report this or something along those lines, or there was some discussion of doing something illegal or improper. But it did contradict what has been, as I say, one of her key talking points on this issue for more than a year, that this was permitted under State Department rules. And there were some details in here that were sort of unflattering to her. Number one was that she and her top aides declined to cooperate with this investigation, which is a little bit strange given how she has said that she has nothing to hide and that she's happy to discuss the issue. Her people say that's because she wanted to prioritize the FBI investigation. I think that means she didn't quite trust the people that were doing this report. And there were some other details in there that, at least at the sort of mid to lower levels of the State Department, some people did raise concerns about this setup during her time there. And they were basically, in polite terms, told to shut up. The report says that at least one of them was told never to raise the subject again. Again, we don't know that that kind of an instruction came from on high, but at least within the State Department bureaucracy, some people were not interested in discussing this issue.
And one thing that seems to come out of this is a lot of this was done because Hillary Clinton wanted to keep using a BlackBerry to conduct business, and she couldn't get a secure one from the government. So that's why she was doing it through this private email server. Do I have that right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a complex series of explanations, but part of it does come down to the fact that her offices at the State Department were considered a SCIF, a secure information facility, essentially, for handling classified information. And in order to avoid various types of espionage, basically, they don't allow you to bring in any outside devices. I've been up there, and there's basically a bunch of cubby holes, and you have to sort of lock your phone in a cubby hole before you go into that space. And apparently those same rules were imposed on her and her staff when they came in to office. The rules had sort of varied over the years, but they seemed to be strict about it at that point. And one of her issues was that she had no experience using a computer, believe it or not, at least to get email. And so she'd become used to the BlackBerry, and at the beginning of her tenure, there was a lot of back and forth about how she could keep it, and eventually they decided, well, you can keep using it, but you'll have to basically go out in the hall when you want to check your messages. What's not clear is whether the people who were setting it up knew that this was going to essentially become her official email account, even though it was being hosted on a server, you know, a couple hundred miles away at her home in Chappaqua, New York.
some of the biggest exposure BlackBerry's gotten in some years. In a phone interview with MSNBC's Chuck Todd yesterday, Hillary Clinton had this to say about this news and about the ongoing email story.
I've said this many times. It was still a mistake. If I could go back, I'd do it differently. And I understand people have concerns about this, but I hope and expect voters to look at the full picture of everything I've done and stand for and the full threat posed by Donald Trump. And if they do, I have faith in the American people that they will make the right choice.
Hillary Clinton talking about this new news on the ongoing email scandal. Josh Gerstein from Politico is with us. And Josh, talking about this, she mentions Donald Trump and a lot of people, I think, on her side, on the Democratic side in general, are framing this whole email issue as a partisan political issue. And as we see this campaign go forward, that's what it's going to be, isn't it?
Well, there's no question it's part of that rumble between the Democrats and the Republicans. I don't know the report that came out. You know, her people haven't really sharply criticized it, even though they were clearly nervous about it. And there are people on the Hill who are Republicans who are pushing to look into this. Of course, the FBI investigation, Hillary Clinton's people are saying they trust that investigation and they trust the FBI to get it right. So there are different actors involved here that at least are not explicitly partisan. But you're quite right. I mean, immediately Donald Trump started capitalizing on this report and saying it was not good news for Hillary Clinton, and he routinely calls her Crooked Hillary. So these are clearly the kinds of headlines he's trying to put out there, and it's worth remembering that she is kind of underwater, at least with the population generally, in terms of their trust of her. And headlines about you violating the rules obviously seem unlikely to, you know, build support for you in terms of your trustworthiness.
And outside the partisan politics here, it seems like there is a real issue at the State Department going back some years, even before Hillary Clinton, maybe at their worst with some of what Hillary Clinton's reported to do. Is there a sign that these things are being fixed at the State Department now?
I do think that Secretary John Kerry has made an effort since this became a controversy. I have to say I saw no indication they were, you know, in the process of repairing this problem before this became a front-page story involving Secretary Clinton. There have been numerous reports that those of us who follow these issues are aware of, saying that essentially the State Department's record-keeping systems and their Freedom of Information Act systems were a disaster, to put it politely. It was very common to wait 3, 4, or 5 years to get a response to a request from them. And it turns out that the Secretary's office, not just under Secretary Clinton, but previous secretaries, seems to have been particularly bad at record-keeping, handling those kinds of requests. So it is a problem that goes back many years and many secretaries, very antiquated computer systems. One of the reasons a lot of people who worked at the State Department preferred to use their personal email was that the official email would go down all the time. The computer systems were cumbersome and difficult. You couldn't print things out when you were traveling, and all kinds of logistical hurdles like that that really encouraged people, not just Secretary Clinton, but sort of down the chain of command from her, to rely fairly heavily on their personal accounts, although unlike her, almost all of them did have at least an official account where they did some, perhaps a majority of their business.
Turning back to the political fallout, Josh, you've also written that Donald Trump and Republicans and outside conservative groups are looking to turn this into a summer of scandal for Hillary Clinton with the email and other issues. What do you see happening over the next couple of months?
Well, I mean, even today they have her longtime chief aide, Cheryl Mills, who was chief of staff at the State Department, was a lawyer in the Clinton White House years ago as well, at a deposition, we believe here in Washington, taken by a conservative group handling one of these Freedom of Information Act lawsuits relating to Hillary Clinton's emails. They have a whole series of depositions scheduled of Clinton's top aides and top State Department officials over the next 5 or 6 weeks. There's a request in one case to do a deposition of Clinton herself. There's Clinton possibly being interviewed by the FBI sometime in the next few weeks. And then we're also expecting a Benghazi report that's not strictly about the emails, but the House Benghazi Committee that folks may remember she did that marathon testimony in front of last year. They have been working on their report, and it's expected to come out sometime over the summer or perhaps early fall. And so it really does become a sort of effort by Republicans, I think, at least in part, to throw as many hurdles in front of her as possible as she tries to build up some momentum to stay ahead of or overtake Donald Trump in the November election.
Both these stories, the email and Benghazi, have been around for quite a while now, and I think everybody has a full understanding of them. Democrats fully understand that they're just partisan witch hunting. Republicans know that there's real scandal unearthed already and waiting to be unearthed. Is any more advertising or court cases or anything like that going to change anyone's mind at this point?
Well, I think it has two effects. One, it does, when Hillary Clinton has to respond to it, like in the interview you just aired, it does take her off whatever she preferred to be talking about that day. I mean, I'm sure she had a message she wanted to be delivering about Donald Trump and which of his positions or the outlandish things that he said recently she wanted to promote and call people's attention to. It becomes a little more difficult for her to do that when people are like, this report, you need to respond to it. What do you say about it? Did you do something wrong? So it does take her off the rhythm of her campaign. And I do think there are questions maybe not about whether people end up voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or switch their support between the sides depending on these ethical issues. But you think about all the Bernie Sanders supporters out there. You think about some of the anti-insider sentiment that's behind the Trump campaign. And I do wonder if the headlines on these issues might encourage some people maybe to stay home, to not bother voting at all, out of a general sense of disgust over ethics in Washington, or maybe even ethics of billionaires in New York City. And so I do think that is a possibility, probably more than people switching between candidates because of some revelation in these stories at this point.
And briefly, Josh, as we wrap up, any idea when the FBI will do anything, release anything about their investigation into the emails?
Well, we're expecting that if they do interview her, interview Clinton, that'll be sometime in the next few weeks. After that, it's really hard to say. I think they'd ideally like to get this investigation wrapped up well in advance of the November election. They don't customarily release reports on their investigations, so assuming there's no indictment to come out of it, the most we may see is some kind of a letter to Capitol Hill, maybe in a month or 2 months, sort of explaining in very broad brush terms what they found. It probably won't be something that's satisfactory to those who are critics of Clinton's conduct in this particular situation.
Josh, thanks a lot for joining us.
Anytime. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Josh Gerstein, senior reporter for Politico, talking about the latest news on Hillary Clinton's email use while Secretary of State.
Coming up, we'll talk to Reggie the Real Critic about what movies he recommends this summer. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farah. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.